1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Former NASCAR driver and now a man who helps promote the sport, NASCAR, the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, traditional American oval track racing, Paul Tubby Lane joins us. Paul, there is a very interesting article today in a couple of newspapers having to do with the gay demographic, the gay fan base of NASCAR, and that it is a ever-burgeoning fan base. How do you see that fan base integrating itself? Is it? It's obviously important. How important?
Well, Phil, I think that gay fans on average have more money than the average fan of. And when you think about corporate sponsorships, you think about high-end merchandise, and you think about high-end marketing. You do want to target fans that do have disposable income like that. We have spent an awful lot of years, I know, marketing to African-American fans, to female fans, to our traditional straight fans, and it hasn't really had the impact that we wanted it to have.
The article is NASCAR is like number two to the NFL in terms of fans, correct?
That is correct. But that's mostly a lot of traditional fans in terms of coming through the turnstile, but they're not really buying a lot of purchasing a lot of merchandise. They don't really come up with the big money in terms of the sponsorship. So it was a very difficult decision, but I recommend it to the people I work for who work on a consultancy basis. That as difficult a decision as it may be, the black fan, now the African-American fan, the female fan, the traditional straight Southern fan is not bringing the money through the door for NASCAR the way a lot of these gay fans can, because they will pay top money for a sponsor tent to meet the drivers. It's a huge demographic that NASCAR needs to develop and nurture. Our female fans, our black fans are great fans. They just don't have the economic impact that our gay fans have.
Now, is NASCAR thinking about a section of their website devoted to gay fans?
Well, I think that they need to do that. I know I'd heard that they were going to think about a section of the website for the gay fan, because we had devoted a portion of the website. It's called the women's side to NASCAR, and that was, like I say, our women fans are great. That's a big waste of time, because women just don't have the money for marketing, is what we're saying.
Well, you're talking about selling merchandise, right?
That is exactly correct, right. And when you talk about your traditional African-American fans or the female fans, they don't spend, you know, diddly squat compared to what your gay will. And the gay, they spend money for leather goods, for the leather hats, the jackets, and these kinds of things, where the women and the black will only buy, you know, like denim shorts and things like that. NASCAR's got to grow. We need to cater to the fans who can really support this great sport. And the gay fan can do that for us.
All right. Now, the other thing that I think, by the way, we're talking with Paul Tubby Lane about how NASCAR needs to expand its marketing toward the gay fan. A lot of gay fans of NASCAR racing. There's even a website called Gaytona.com.
That is correct. It's it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek site devoted to a number of drivers on the NASCAR circuit.
Now, what is the thoughts of NASCAR concerning the Confederate flag? You were saying that's kind of a negative.
It's difficult for us to say to a large base of traditional fans that you're starting to embarrass us a little bit, but I really think that the Confederate flag waving fan of NASCAR has really gotten a little bit out of hand. We love those fans very dearly, but there's an old saying, Phil, a moped or a fat girl, if you want, or whatever. I mean, they're fun to ride, but you don't want to be seen with one. It's the same thing with the.
I mean, we still have.
I'm sorry about the comparison. What I'm trying to say is,
well, we still have kids listening.
I do. I'm sorry. What I'm trying to say is this: while we love our Confederate flag waving fans, we don't really want. We can't associate with ourselves with them anymore, because it's a little bit of embarrassment. It's a little bit of a kind of a Southern nose pick image that we're trying to lose. And the gay fan and the lesbian fan will give us a sophisticated look and view that we need. And what I have proposed, and I know Ben Steele proposed it too, is that the Confederate flags be taken down. You could, in their place, have the rainbow flag, which represents the gay. Rainbow flag is a replacement, I think, for the Confederate flag, which was fine for a while, but we're trying to bring some real money into the sport, and yet you can't do that with that kind of an image.
So the Confederate flag waving NASCAR fan holds the marketing money down. It holds down.
Yeah, well, it keeps the sophisticated fan who's got some spending money in terms of merchandising away from the sport. The gay has that kind of disposable income, and they love NASCAR. So to get gay fans out to the track, we have to make it as comfortable for them as possible. We want to make sure that their every need is seen to. We want to make sure the concessions, everything, all the merchandising is geared toward them. We want to make sure that the kinds of foods they like or what have you, and it's not much different for most people, but flying that Confederate flag and walking around and, you know, and looking disgusting. A lot of our fans are great people, but they are, I tell you, I wouldn't want them, sitting down at my kitchen table. I would, the personal hygiene of these people. But it's not that we don't appreciate the average NASCAR fan. You know, the good old boys and the gals and the blacks and all these. Just they don't financially support the sport anymore, and they're holding us back.
That's kind of a heavy thing to say. We're talking to Paul Tubby Lane, who is talking about merchandising NASCAR. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. To market NASCAR successfully, you've got to go after fans with money, and the new fan base is the gay demographic, the traditional fan base. You call it black, female, and straight men. How many African-Americans?
Well, there's not a lot of African-Americans, but when we went after them and tried to market toward the African-American, we found they didn't have. And, of course, they're wonderful fans, and we do appreciate every bit of the fans we have. But the African-American fan is not, he's not exactly rolling in the money or anything like that. And same thing with the females. And the other thing that we wasted an awful lot of time on was marketing toward children. What we did, Phil, is we came out with toy replicas of the race cars the kids could have. We had child-sized team gear and hats, and that was a huge, disappointment. I mean, I couldn't give that stuff away, because how many little tiny kids come out to the track? But even if they do, their parents that bring them out there are a lot of these, the ones I'm talking about, these kind of...
What are you talking, rednecks?
Well, they're ones that... they're not going to spend a lot of money on that merchandise. They say, we'll get a little toy replica car for your kid, and these hillbillies, and they're great fans. But a lot of them are hill trash and this kind of thing.
In attracting the new gay demographic to the NASCAR fan base, you don't want to blow off your traditional fan when you call them hill trash.
No, but that's just a term that's used. People know that it doesn't mean anything bad. What I'm saying is the traditional NASCAR racing fan, who is the hill, it's kind of the bar trash or the hillbilly or what have you, is not paying the bills. So we got to get the gay in and the lesbian, and we need it. And it's also gaining a large television audience, NASCAR is. And when the camera scans over the crowd, you do want to have a fan base that looks sophisticated, that looks a little bit urban, that looks like it's well-dressed, that looks like it is an urbane crowd and is intelligent and well-spoken. And over the years, we have continuously been embarrassed every time the camera scans the crowd. We've got a lot of the hill people are out there.
Well, when you say the hill people, are you talking about the red?
Well, yeah, a lot of the country redneck and this kind of thing.
Paul Tubby Lane is with us. The article today that I read was very interesting, that the gay demographic is increasing. There's a lot of gay NASCAR fans, and you are actively seeking them and trying to get them into the sport because they spend money on merchandise.
That is correct, sir. And they also, Phil, spend money on website memberships. They spend money on sponsorship tents. They spend money on marketing.
And the sponsorship tents are interesting. You go to a race, you sponsor a tent, and it's a...
Well, it's like a hospitality tent. And you can have a buffet of food. You have cocktails and soft drinks and this kind of thing. You can watch the race from a very good vantage point. And a lot of a lot of these people waving a Confederate flag, they're sitting out there in the back of a truck, and it makes us look stupid. We got empty tents, and nobody wants to eat nothing, and there's no one there. If you get the gay, now you're talking about a fan base that'll come and get sponsorship and everything like that. So we love our traditional fans, the women, the straight men, the blacks, and the kids, but they didn't pan out. They're just not bringing any money into the sport. We need to get the money.
Well, if the gay fan was not a fan that spends a lot of money, would you be courting him?
Well, Phil, we court anybody who is good for the sport. And I'm not courting no blacks anymore. I mean, I do like the blacks, but we're not going to court them because they're not, you know, they're throwing pennies in the bucket. When you get some of these gays, they'll toss $5, $10 bills in the bucket.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. NASCAR's changing. A lot of new fans coming in. Gay men, lesbians, a huge demographic among gay men and lesbians, and NASCAR wants to see them made comfortable at the races as well. They spend an awful lot of money on merchandise, maybe more than the traditional fan. Do you feel as if NASCAR is blowing off its original fan base to cater to the gay fan? 1-800-449-8686. Robert, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Mr. Smith, you are just, I can't even believe you're real. I mean, you are totally blowing off the original NASCAR fan that brought NASCAR to where it's at.
Well, that's true, but we've got to take it to the next level, and those fans are good, and I want them to keep coming out to the race. But they're a little embarrassing, you know, waving that flag and all that stupid stuff. I mean, we've got to make this sport now look like something that everyone could have in their living room, no matter where they live.
Well, I'm, I guess, what you would consider a typical redneck. I live in South Alabama. I, you know, go to Talladega and Daytona and Atlanta. I spent a little over $9,000 last year going to NASCAR races, but I'm going to find out who you are, and if you were truly affiliated with NASCAR.
Well, I tell you this, before you say that, $9,000 is a lot, but compared to the average gay fan, you'd wipe your rear end with that. And I respect you, okay? But I'm seriously, now every track has a grandstand. Would you rather see the rainbow flag above the grandstand to encourage the gay, or this Confederate flag, which is offensive to every decent human being? I'd rather see the rainbow flag of the gay, and.
But why raise either flag? Why even divide the crowd that way? Why not just have?
Because again, Phil, for years we've made the Hill, you know what I call.
Why don't you just call them the straight fans?
Well, they're straight, but they're more than just the straight. They're the hillbillies, and we've made them feel welcome with their Confederate flag. And what do we get in return? We got slapped across the face with their hill trash ways. We got muddy infields and vomit, and you know, some of these guys will urinate on the sides of cars and everything. Now if we get the gay people in, for once we don't have people urinating in the grandstands, and that's something that we need and something the sport desperately needs.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Paul Lane. NASCAR looking to expand the sport's fan base to include gays, and there are a lot of gay people that are into the sport, and exclude the traditional Confederate flag-waving fan because he says they've become an embarrassment. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Paul Lane with us. Paul is talking about the traditional NASCAR fan is just not bringing the money into the sport the way the new fans, which includes gay men and lesbians. What's the major appeal of NASCAR to the gay demographic?
I think it's the same thing, Phil, as for anyone. It's the storyline, the weekly drama of the race, the story behind the race. Plus, unlike many other NASCAR fans, most notably women and blacks, gays understand the economics of the sport better than the average NASCAR fan. They know what an engine, you know, if you tell a gay fan that an engine, when an engine blows that hundreds of thousands of dollars, they understand what you're talking about. They know when a car is totaled, that's millions of dollars. They know when a pit crew isn't on top of the team, the driver and the team stand to lose millions of dollars. You try to talk to the average, you know, again, I will always say that I respect and love our average fans, but you get some of this, you know, trailer trash and everything. They don't understand what it means. We've tried to educate the average fans to that, and even thought they get that it's a lot of money. The average NASCAR fan can't really imagine that kind of money. So they nod and they say, yeah, it's expensive, but they don't know what they're talking about.
So I imagine the drivers and teams would appreciate more gay fans knowing the economics.
Well, you do get frustrated.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Arlene. Hi, Arlene. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Paul Lane.
Yes, I have one comment to make. The South is what has put NASCAR where it is now. Gays and lesbians have not been out of the closet as long as the South has put the NASCAR where it's at. And I don't appreciate what you're saying.
Well, ma'am, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm sorry if I did. I certainly am just trying to speak the economics of the reality of the sport, and that is that the gay can certainly bring a lot of money into NASCAR, support the team, support the drivers, support the prize money.
And we don't.
Well,
I mean, what you're doing right now, you're just cutting your throat for sure.
Well, ma'am, I don't mean to put anybody down, but it's like, you know, am I supposed to get excited when, you know, you people roll in your pickup truck with your Confederate flag, and you know, and then somebody's got to clean up the human feces and everything in the infield.
And so you'd rather have them doing blowjobs behind the building, I guess, instead of having them piss on the building.
Well, ma'am, with you people, we already have that. The gays are just a little bit more discreet.
All right, okay, Jesus. 1-800-449-8686.
She doesn't like gays, and that's all right. I understand that a lot of NASCAR fans are socially not the most intelligent people, but they do it, and that's what we're hoping will happen. We get more gay fans that the regular hill trash are.
Well, maybe if you didn't call them hill trash, that they wouldn't be angry.
I understand that, Mr. Randy. It's a reflex. When we sit around in marketing meetings, we try to identify in shorthand the different fan base. Gay, you got the knee. You know, well, some guys use the other word, and I'm ashamed of that.
What are you talking about? You're sitting in a marketing meeting and you're using the N-word to describe your black fans?
Some of the guys. I didn't say we do. I said some of the guys do. And then there's...
Do you work for NASCAR?
No, sir, I do not.
Well, who do you work for?
I work for a consultant firm, and we try to pitch ideas to NASCAR and what they can do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Anna, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello,
my name
is Ima.
Ima, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I'm a black female over-the-road truck driver. I support NASCAR. I have 22 grandchildren. They have NASCAR jackets. They have NASCAR model cars. They have apps. They have keychains and et cetera.
Well, I appreciate
that,
ma'am.
And this guy is just cutting his throat. NASCAR needs to fire this firm because he's on their low ratings, the other races. He sounds like he's a gay person himself.
Ma'am, I'm not downrating no black folks. I think they're great fans. They just don't spend the kind of money. We need to get some money in the till. You know, the whole thing is going to pay TV. We're going to have to start charging pay-per-view on these races. Now, I know
you're sitting there saying that females don't understand the price of motors and the pit team.
We found
and
that,
et cetera.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not true.
We have found that many female fans, you can say to them, he just blew an engine, and they'll go,
and he's talking about $1 million.
That's right, ma'am. But most women will look
and
at you.
He's talking about a half a mil for his race car team there in the pit to do their work to get it there.
See, the gay fan understands all that, but the many of the African fans I've talked to, they don't get it, and a lot of the females neither.
Well, what don't they get? You know, a guy blows an engine, it's millions of dollars to the team. They don't get that?
Yeah, but they never seen $1 million. They wouldn't know what it looks like if it came up and kissed them. But the gay has. See, that's the whole...
And you're talking about we come to the races in pickup trucks? Man, I don't drive a pickup truck. I drive a Cadillac, and when I come, I drive a Cadillac.
That's the other thing, ma'am. We can't have more black fans coming in these low-riding Cadillacs. It's just driving everybody...
Well, wait a second.
Well, you know what I'm saying. We need to get that rainbow flag going, because if the do you fly a Confederate flag, ma'am? I don't think you do you?
Hell no, I don't fly one.
All right, ma'am. Well, but what you do is you come in a Cadillac. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's the car I drive. I'm not a world truck driver. I can afford one.
All right, hey, Anna, you made some great points. Thanks for calling. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Will NASCAR blow off its traditional fans for the gay fan? 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What's up? Talking right now with Paul Lane. Paul is with a marketing consultancy firm. They're pitching ideas to NASCAR on how to get the gay fans more involved, because NASCAR right now would like to get that fan base involved. And you've got other plans to bring out gay fans, the gay discounted tickets, correct?
That is correct, Phil. We've got gay pit tours. And a lot of the gays, they love Dale Jr., and you can come and sit in his car and that kind of thing. Gay pit tours, as I mentioned, meet the drivers before and after the race, that kind of thing.
So I imagine the drivers and teams appreciate more gay fans knowing the economics.
Well, you do get frustrated. I can tell you when I was racing, I had an engine blower. We were done. And I was walking to the van, and one of the fans was talking to me from behind a fence saying, you know, oh, that's too bad, Paul. You know, I know that's a lot of money, Paul. I just said, oh, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, I tell you, I just got frustrated. But if it had been a gay fan, I at least would have had the assurance of knowing he knew what he was talking about, and I'd appreciate that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Is NASCAR going to blow off their traditional fan base to get more gay fans in? Now, here is Ron. Ron, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, you say your name's Paul?
That's right, sir.
Well, are you a NASCAR representative?
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, what good do you think you're going to be doing?
Well, we're going to try to get some money into the sport.
Well, you know, as far as diversification goes, we've already paid the Rainbow Coalition $500,000 last year to keep Jesse Jackson off our back. Why don't we just fly that flag? Would that suit you?
What do you mean, we? I don't know who you represent.
NASCAR
no,
did.
You ain't NASCAR, sir. You're just another one of these Okies.
I beg your pardon.
No, you're not. You're not NASCAR.
I've got a NASCAR card in my pocket right now.
Oh, great.
Now,
okay, so you sent in the box top. So you sent the box top in, and you got the card.
Why don't you resurrect Dick Trickle and have Dick Trickle, number 69 Mary Kay Cosmetics car, come out and help you all?
Okay.
And maybe you can honk on Bobo's nose.
Ron, I tell you what, Ron.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Jason, go ahead.
Okay.
Turn your radio down, Ace. Jason, you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have a couple of questions. What makes gay people so rich and small? Like
they are rich, though, and that's where we're looking for their money.
He's making it sound like that most of them are seeing $1 million and that.
That's
the average
person has they understand what $1 million is. I'll give you an example. I went out to do. I was driving after Dale Earnhardt, God rest his soul, passed on. I was driving by his home, and I saw all these fans that were parked outside his house. They were standing there with flowers, and they were, you know, pretending like they knew who Dale was. And I finally couldn't take it any longer. I stopped. I got out of my car. I just yelled at him, "Get the hell out of here!" I ran them all off. You know, they didn't know that man. But the gang will take the time. I ran them off. I threw, and they left some empties laying around. I just threw the empties at them.
Another question.
The gay knows the win-loss statistic, what kind of engine he uses, all about the pit crew and so forth.
Well, how much do you think that one average fan should pay? I mean, you're saying $9,000 from one person.
If you
have a fan base of...
How many races you go to a year? You know, how many races you go to a year? If you pull your pickup truck into the infield, and say you buy six Monster beers at $5, that's $30. I guess that's a lot of money to you, but how many T-shirts are you buying? How many of the replica stock cars are you buying? How many of the memorabilia is you buying? If the truth be known, I think the drivers themselves appreciate the gay fan more than the hillbilly because it puts more money in their pockets.
All right, thanks, Jason. 1-800-449-8686. Last call here. Ed, go ahead.
Hi, Paul.
Yes, sir.
I just got a question for you. I mean, just like one of the callers earlier said, your basic redneck and hillbilly have been a NASCAR fan for a good number of years. They've been there for a hell of a lot longer than the gay population have.
People have,
especially since they haven't come out of the closet until recently.
Well, you're just repeating what some lady already said, sir. Do you have anything original to say?
Don't you think that you are risking chasing away the millions upon millions of rednecks and hillbillies that do support NASCAR in whatever way that they do, okay?
We don't
care. Just for a handful of gays.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
I mean, pennies amount to a lot.
No, we don't need
the number of people that are out there.
No, we don't need
all those
dumbasses.
You're talking about a handful of gay people that will contribute a hell of a lot
of money. I'm trying to answer your question, sir. You won't let me answer your question. I'm saying we don't care about a bunch of dumbasses. We want some money.
Well, who are the dumbasses?
All those dumbasses that are waving their Confederate flags. We'll be bringing in millions and millions from rich gays, and what am I getting, like 50 bucks from some dumbass in a truck? Come on,
okay,
man.
Add it up. What's 50 bucks times a million? What's
50
bucks times a million?
Okay, what's 100 bucks times a million? Can you add that up? Good.
Yeah, well, I got to tell
you this,
you won't get a million gay fans out there compared to the million...
Well, I might not get a million, but I know we'll get you.
Out there.
I know we'll
just
get you.
Even at $10 per truck or even at $1 per truck, if you've got 10 million people out there,
can ask you a question?
$10 each.
Let me ask you a question. How much do you spend? How much do you spend at a race?
Pardon me?
How much do you spend at a race?
Oh, I go out there and I spend an average of $200-$300 every time I go out.
And you're gay?
No, I am not gay.
Wait a minute. You started the whole club.
With children.
$300 and...
Absolutely.
So you are gay.
I buy the T-shirts, I buy the mugs,
If you spend $300 at a race, you got to be gay. Because I've never heard of a hillbilly...
You're crazy
Come
with
on.
That.
No.
You are absolutely
no. How do you
just
figure?
By saying that.
Look, Bert and his horse
you apparently have no idea what you're talking about.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Affluent, intelligent individual can go to a NASCAR race and spend $300.
No, I'm saying, you sound intelligent, but the average dumbass don't spend that kind of money.
And the average dumbass spends about 10 bucks or 15 or 20 bucks.
Right, you can't get tap water with that money.
$10 million is what? Answer that question for me.
Ed, you can't get tap water with the kind of money that these hillbillies...
Of course, it's the 500 or 1,000 or maybe 800 gays that would go to a NASCAR race.
All right, I'll give you an example.
Compared
you
to 10,000 people in the stands.
You give me six hill trash, or I'm sorry.
Why don't we just call them six regular...
All right, six regular people and their kids. They can't come close to bringing in the kind of money that two gay boys can bring in on any given race. Two of them, because they buy the leather gear.
There's another thing that you're wrong in. That's another thing that you're wrong in.
No, you don't know what you're talking about, sir. I've studied the whole matter from upside down. I even went out. I had sex with a man just to make sure I knew what I was talking about.
You know what?
Okay.
Only a handful of those gay people have the kind of money you're talking about.
Well, I went out and I had
active
sex in a bathhouse with a man.
A much larger demographic.
So I could study the situation.
A much larger money-making demographic. By bringing in the gay population targeting them.
Yeah, I want to get Bo Cephas and his toothless wife in the back of a truck waving a Confederate flag because that's really the high dollar demographic. Buddy, what are you smoking? And give me a puff on it before you throw it away.
Hey,
I've had sex with two men in a bathhouse.
We are talking.
All right.
We are
Thanks
talking.
Thanks very much.
Jesus.
All right.
I was being made love to by this gay man, and I asked him, "Do you like NASCAR?" He said, "Hell yeah!" I said, "Well, that's what we got to do."
All right. Well, good going, Steve. Or what is it, Steve Bozell, or is it Paul Lane?
This is Steve Bozell. I'm Paul Lane.
Well, that's the same guy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next life.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're very happy on the Phil Henry Show to catch up with an interview that we have been chasing for some time since we read the news in the entertainment pages about this lady's activities. We're really interested in finding out a little bit more about the life and the times and catching up with Demi Moore. Demi Moore is on the line with us. Demi, thank you very much for joining us. And I know that there's a lot going on in your life, especially right now. Are you at the dentist right now? Demi, you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here.
Okay, are you at the dentist?
Yeah, I am, Phil. I'm here to get my my teeth. I actually am getting a root canal. So
right now?
I'm due in, but the doctor tells me I can do the interview. I got my cell phone.
Demi, we wanted to talk to you. You're one of, many people consider you to be one of the sexiest women. Are you really one of the sexiest women to ever grace the screen, or is that the image?
I think that is what people have been told to believe, and so, and the, you know, I had the boob job, And the boob job was important for G.I. Jane. But I just think that people think that I'm good looking, but I really don't know whether I am or not. Right now, I'm chasing a 25-year-old guy. And
tell us about your relationship with Ashton Kutcher. What is that about?
Really, what that's about is me trying to feel vital. Look, there's nothing wrong with a woman having sex with a young guy. I just happen to pick a young guy who's on a very popular show, so that's obviously very self-serving. And hold on for just a minute. Phil, the doctor's going to put some tubes in my mouth, all right?
Can you talk to me?
That's all right. So, the... God!
Do you want me to call later?
No, I'm fine. So, can I take the cotton out? Okay. So I picked a young guy, 25, was on a hot show. So obviously I want to get my name back in the pages with a young man. It makes Bruce jealous. And it gets me hot again because I haven't been hot for a long time.
Why do you suppose that is? Are you a good actress?
I think I'm a moderately talented actress. I think I had some heat around that Brat Pack thing. I don't think I've ever done anything at all that was worthy of Oscar consideration. I thought I was pretty good in Disclosure, but apparently the Academy thought I wasn't. Fine, great. That's, you know. Okay, hold on for a minute. Oh, that's better.
Okay.
So, and the other thing, I want to thank Drew Barrymore, who basically pulled me right out of the bar. And she pulled, literally, Drew Barrymore pulled me off a bar stool and right into Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. So I got to thank her for that.
That's terrific.
And
Ashton Kutcher. Now, why are you getting? Why does this have to be?
The reason why I'm getting my teeth drilled. I want Ashton to know that I'm taking care of my teeth because he complained about my breath. And
geez, that's the thing. You know, you're 41. I mean, I think you're an attractive woman.
Well, thank you.
What do you have to? 25-year-old guy. So, I guess the sex is pretty good though with a younger guy.
Yeah, it is. And also, I'm not talented enough to find older guys who could actually, you know, haul my ashes. And I'm sorry, Phil, but the last 2 years, my ass is falling. And hold on for a minute.
You son of a
bitch! Oh, that's good.
So you're enjoying it, huh?
Just like, yeah, like Bill Murray and Jack Nicholson. So that's what I'm doing. And Ashton Kutcher, interesting last name, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
Ashton Kutcher is just a great guy. So that's it, Phil. I'm bored with you now, and I'd like to hang up.
Why is that painful?
I don't... Why is it painful?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't use anesthetic.
Why not?
Because it keeps my breasts firm and high. What the hell is with you? Why not? I never use anesthetic when I get my teeth drilled, because it keeps me young, firm, and
still 41.
Right. Man, that's good.
All right. Well, listen, Demi, thanks a lot. The best of luck in your life and times and your career with Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, appearing in theaters right now, huh?
I wouldn't know.
All right. Thank you, Demi Moore.
Uh huh.
So that was Demi Moore, and I apologize, she was getting a root canal while she was talking to us, so we wanted just to apologize for that. She's going to be doing great, I think. I'm going to go see the movie, Full Throttle, and hope she does a dance like Cameron Diaz at the beginning of the last one. All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. So that's Demi Moore. Other news around the country that I wanted to talk briefly about. The Israelis kicking ass? Nah, forget that. Oh, why not? Anyway, Sharon said that he's going to hound Hamas, which rejects a ceasefire bid. You know how lucky they are to have this guy, Sharon? He kills, man. Kills and kills yet again. And what he's doing down there is a beautiful plan. He's going to force those Palestinians into a civil war. That's what's going to happen. He's not taking any crap. And the sooner those guys get their heads out of their rear ends, the faster things are going to get going in the right direction. Otherwise, it's civil war time in Palestine, man. And that'll make that Lebanese civil war look like a ball game. It'll look like an afternoon at Anaheim Stadium. An afternoon down there at Edison Field. Unbelievable. All right, Hillary Clinton has said that apparently she forgives Monica Lewinsky. Here's the bottom line in this Hillary book as I've been able to see it. The book is not worth buying because the only thing about it is the Hillary thing. That's it. I finally figured this book out. There's nothing else in it. That's why they wanted it. There's like two pages, and then she gobbed Cohn, and that's it. And then the rest of it is how she came up. Who, there's nobody that I know wants to read. Yes, I think she's an interesting woman, but it ain't the big bestseller that everybody thinks it's going to be without that Monica Lewinsky stuff. Of course she forgives her. It was $8 million up front. I would, too. Mel Gibson has rebutted criticism of his religious film. I don't know if you heard this or not, but Mel Gibson's made a movie about Jesus Christ that's in Latin and Aramaic. It's not in English. And it shows the Jews killing Jesus. And apparently it has offended some people because they say it's anti-Semitic. The Catholics say it's anti-Catholic. Mel Gibson says that it's a perfectly marvelous movie and nobody can understand a freaking word of it. So how do they know? The film has not yet found a distributor. The whole movie is in Latin and Aramaic with no English subtitles. I'm going to go see it. I am. I'm going to see if I can sit through it. Hey, you know what? It's not a hard thing. I've sat through hours of Spanish television, just hours, just watching those dance shows where the chick's wearing a thong. Who needs to know what they're talking about? And I even watched the Mexican science fiction. I think it was like Hercules versus the Vampire Women. It was, you know, Mexico's got quite a thriving film industry. So I can sit through, if I can sit through Hercules versus the Vampire Women, I can sit through The Life of Christ. You know, Mel, let me just say this, if I may. Mr. Gibson, if I see you in that movie go, or anything having to do with Braveheart, I am going to machine gun the screen. Why am I supposed to look forward to a movie from you, man? You know? The guy says it's art. Look, you butchered up the Patriot, you carved up Braveheart. What the hell has this guy done that's, like, so artistic? I mean, the guy makes great action movies. What, if you turn the life Lethal Weapon 4, yeah, there's some real art, man. If you turn this into an action movie, I guess if you can turn The Life of Christ into an action film, then, brother, I tip the hat to you. Anybody can make Braveheart an action movie. Make The Life of Christ an action movie. You know, anytime, like Jesus versus Man, no, just the whole life of Jesus, where maybe you're just standing there on your horse dressed in a kilt going, because you realize you're like in the wrong era or something. God, I hate you. Nah, you're okay, Mel, you twerp, you midget. 1-800-449, I'm the only guy who doesn't like Braveheart, really sets me apart at parties. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.